are some practical ways that we can refresh our ability to connect with God. This is something that we have been talking about now. This is a second episode in this series on how can I grow closer to God? How can I connect with Him in a way that is going to change my life, right? And so we talked about one of the biggest issues being this connection issue. So we're going to talk today about a very practical way to connect with God in about 10 minutes a day called the spiritual growth rhythm. Let's get started. Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and life coach, and I help Christian women like you rediscover joy and find balance through a renewed mind and a life-changing connection with Christ. Friend, I am so glad that you are here. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. So glad to be here with you again today. I'm your host, Alicia Michelle. Today, we're continuing this second part of our series, and this is actually not officially the second part, but this is actually the how-to part that we talked about from the first part, which is 10 minutes to a daily spiritual connection with God. Okay, just to recap, we talked about three categories of spiritual growth obstacles. And the one that we talked about yesterday were these connection issues. How do I study the Bible? How do I hear God's voice? And so some of these connection issues that if you feel like this, these are kind of some of the symptoms of them. The Bible feels overwhelming. I have no idea how to pray. I have no idea where to start. I am not a Bible scholar. I read the Bible. It doesn't seem to apply to me. What does it mean to have a quiet time? How do I hear God's voice? These are symptoms, like we said, of feeling like you want to connect with God, but there's this inability to connect, like this radio tower over here. Like God is trying to send a signal out and you're trying to receive it, but there's something in the way that's interfering and you're not quite sure how to get past it. But if you just kind of feel like, ah, this is not happening. So we're going to talk today about that. And now if you missed that episode, I encourage you to go back because we share a little bit more about this topic. Today, we're going to talk just specifically about one way to move through this should you be struggling with this right now. So the goal, like we talked about yesterday, is we need a consistent, simple framework to go deep with God that encourages relationship over religion, and it builds a life-changing connection with Christ. So this is the spiritual growth rhythm. This is the focus behind this entire rhythm that I've created. This is something that I have crafted and been using for over 10 years. This is something that I personally use as a Bible study tool. This is something I've taught to adults, to people in other countries. This is what I use for my own Bible time. And this is what we teach in the Connected Bible community and what we will be using in the Reconnect Challenge. And so it's a simple plan for a true daily connection with Christ. My goal always is to help you connect with God in a way that doesn't necessarily feel like, okay, I did my Bible time, I'm walking away, right? It's to really have an encounter with God. And so the spiritual growth rhythm is designed to help you create that encounter with God. It's a powerful way to hear from God, as you'll find out in a second, and to see Him at work, right? We don't just want to be able to read a Bible verse and not have it sink in or change us. We want to know how to access it, how to see God at work in our lives. This is a super important way to build faith and to build trust in God, is to be able to say, I see Him. Wow, God, you are amazing at what you're doing. It uses the power of prayer to release worry and anxiety. This is also an important component because, as you and I both know, worry, anxiety, it is growing by the moment in our world. There are more and more reasons to be stressed and anxious. And we need a way in our relationship with God to be honest with Him about how can we cast our cares upon Him, as the word says. What does that look like? What can that practically look like? And how can it be effective in releasing stress and worry? And it offers a consistent framework for busy women. I get it. You have 1,001 things going on. I do too. I totally understand that. And you want something that's going to be simple, that's going to be effective, and it's going to be something that can be repeated again and again and again. Not that, again, we're creating a formula that's the exact formula. We've cracked the code, so to speak. It's just simply an outline. It's simply a framework, a reference point to use to get us started, to kind of keep that flow of the time with the Lord every day. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and dig into it. I'm going to show you how it works right now. What is the spiritual growth rhythm? It is three steps. If we're going to take a 1,000-foot view of the spiritual growth rhythm, it boils down to three different steps: to receive, to recognize, and to release. Okay, so let's talk about each one of those. Receive. This is the part of our time with God where we're receiving His wisdom, which is known in this section of the Spiritual Growth Rhythm as the 5 R's Bible study method. And you may have heard of that before. That's something I created actually a little before the Spiritual Growth Rhythm as a way to study the Bible, that it takes 5 steps and it's a way to just dissect a verse, apply it to our life, make it come to life, and take action on it. So the first part of the Spiritual Growth Rhythm is to go through, receive the 5 R's Bible study, to receive God's wisdom. The second part is to recognize. This is the part where we welcome in gratitude into our everyday. And this is an essential, essential part of knowing God. And like we said a moment ago, because when we can learn to practice the habit of recognizing how God is showing up in our everyday, it will radically transform our perspective on being able to walk through hard times, on being able to see his presence. I mean, we will see his presence not just in, well, I sat down and read my Bible today. No, you will see his presence everywhere. You'll see his little fingerprints, so to speak. And when that happens, it gives you faith and trust that God is real, that God loves you, that God is here, and he has not abandoned you. So it's a really powerful part. It's a really great discipline to get into every day with this. And then lastly, release. Release at its very essence is prayer. But I like to think of release as literally more of a surrender. Because after we have gone through this time of receiving God's wisdom and letting his words change our perspective on something, and we've had a chance to say, yeah, I see how you're working in my life. I see how you've been showing up in the, like I always say, within the last 24 to 48 hours, I see how you're showing up. Now, Lord, there are still things that I'm trusting you for. There are still things I'm struggling with. There are still things that I don't understand and I need to let go of. Will you help me release these things to you today? And every day, if we can, even if we're doing for the same thing, sometimes, you know, we get really stuck on these things. We can let go of these things and we can release them to him. It really does make a difference and allow us to be free from these burdens. So step one is receive. And this is, again, receiving wisdom and guidance for everyday life. And the verse here that we use in this section is Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. We all want to know, God, what do you want me to do in this world? How do you want me to live? How do you want me to act? And how can I deal with all that I'm faced with every day? I need your guidance. I need your wisdom. And the best way to get that guidance and wisdom, the number one way, is to go into God's word, to study his Bible, to learn more about his character, about who he is, about how he interacted with all the people in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, how he's showing up in our lives. It dramatically changes us. And so the first step is to receive. And so I'm going to walk you through the receive section. This is where you'll spend the bulk of the time, because appropriately, really receiving from God is where we need to be and have that posture versus, you know, expelling, so to speak, right? We want to receive. We need to receive more from him than we do necessarily to get rid of or to share. So there are 5 steps. We're going to read, rewrite, restate, relate, and respond. All right. So I'm going to explain each one of those steps using a sample Bible verse right now. And so step one is to read the verse. So here's an example. Here's a verse, Psalm 34:4. It says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. So what you would do simply is read the verse, right? Pretty simple, pretty easy. But it's as you, if you look back on that, you'll see that there is nothing here for read because we're not writing anything down. We're literally just reading the verse in our preferred translation. And again, there's no right or wrong translation. You read a translation that is scripturally sound, of course, and based on original manuscripts, which there are lots of those out there. And also one that is makes it so that you can understand what the Bible is saying. So that is what this first step here is, to read. The second step is to rewrite. So you're literally going to rewrite the verse exactly as it is written in your Bible translation. So just writing it down in that little square, that's all that you're going to do. The next step is to restate. And this section, I'm going to explain it to you, but I want you to take a deep breath and have a little bit of flexibility with it as we think about it, because this section can sometimes get people tripped up, but it doesn't have to. It's actually, I think, one of the most exciting sections of the Spiritual Growth Rhythm and the 5 R's Bible Study Method, and I'll explain to you why in a second. In this section, you are going to go word by word from the verse, and you're going to restate the verse using different words than what the translation offers, okay? And of course, we are honoring the verse's original intention and meaning. We're never going to use a word that would mean differently from what the translation says. But the purpose of this is for us to be able to get beyond some of these verses where we've read them 1,000 times. We're like, okay, I've heard that. I know it, blah, blah, blah. But there's something that happens when we take a word in our mind and we digest it and we start to go, well, what's a synonym for that? What else could that, how else could I express that concept? And it begins to open it up, so to speak. So I really love this section, this ability to take a Bible verse and to really think about it in a perhaps a different way. One way, if you do get stuck in this section that some people have told me is effective, and I found it to be true as well, is that if you get stuck here, you can always go to another Bible translation and literally just put that in here. The point is, there are lots of ways to literally express these words, and I'll show you an example of this in a minute. But it's just to help us get beyond what we might have already been hearing in our head and for to really help it penetrate into our heart. So for example, one thing, if we were to say, I sought the Lord and he answered me, he delivered me from all my fears. Here is an example of one way that you could restate this verse. So instead of saying, I sought the Lord, you could say, I searched after God. Okay, I searched. To sought after something is to search for it, right? And he heard my, and he answered me is the original one here in the New Living Translation. And so another way to say that might be, he heard my cry and he fulfilled my need. That's how he answered me. He heard me and he answered me. He fulfilled my need. And then another part here, he delivered me from all of my fears. He rescued me. So that he delivered me, he rescued me from being scared and afraid. So when I did this verse, this actually was really a powerful section of the verse for me to think about. Being delivered from my fears means I was scared and afraid, and he rescued me from being scared and afraid. That really allowed me to think about the verse in a different way versus just, he delivered me from all my fears. Like sometimes, again, the repetition of these verses we've heard a lot of times can really get lost on us. And so this is a powerful way to make a verse come alive again. And then step four, after we have reread, we've rewritten, and we've restated the verse, we're now going to relate. So this section is where we say, how have I seen this verse to be true in my life? Or how have I seen this verse to be true in someone else's life? How can I bring this from this ethereal place of a Bible verse to the reality of, wow, no, that's true. I've seen that. Like, I know that to be true. One example of this was where I wrote for this verse, it says, there have been so many times when I have cried out to God and he faithfully showed me what to do next, or he just provided a way that I never could have. I love how he releases, how I can release my worries into his capable hands and know that he is able to make me a conqueror through any situation. It reminds me of the verse, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, Romans 8:37. So it's just expanding it and saying, how can this relate to another aspect that I know to be true about God? How have I seen this truth, this biblical truth come true in my own life or maybe in a Bible story, and expanding it out a little bit more to make it more grounded in reality. All right. So then the last step for receive, step five, is respond. Again, this verse, I sought the Lord, he answered me, he delivered me from all my fears, the Psalm 34:4. With respond, we are going to ask ourselves, now that I know this truth, how will this truth impact how I view my circumstances today? How is it going to change me? How am I going to put this into action? How can I apply this to what's going on right now? Because really, we can read things all day long, and if we do not take action on what God puts in front of us, there's no purpose to it. As James says, it's like a man going and looking in a mirror and noticing what he sees and then just walking away. We need to take action based on the Holy Spirit's leading as to applying these truths, right? So for example, here's what I wrote as a response to something like this for my own self. I wrote, thank you for this reminder, Lord. This verse gives me the faith to keep on asking you for answers on how to be a good mom to my teen boys. I don't have to worry or dwell on what if. Instead, I will choose to trust that you will give me everything I need moment by moment, including the strength on tough days like today when I'm feeling extra tired. So it's taking that truth, relating it to a real situation in my life and saying, okay, I'm going to choose, because this is true, I'm going to choose to apply it in this way right now today. So that is step one, receive. Again, that is the bulk of our time in the spiritual growth rhythm. We're going to move on now to step two, recognize. And this is, it's gratitude, but I don't like to keep it at gratitude. I feel like when you hear the word gratitude, people are like, oh, I know, we're writing a gratitude list. And that's not what we're doing. we are reflecting back on what has God done in our sphere, in our world in the last 24 to 48 hours. How has he shown up? How have we seen him to be real? And so we'll get into that in a second. And this verse supports this concept. It's James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God gives us good gifts every single day, every single season, whether you are walking through a time of unemployment, whether you're walking through illness, whether you're walking through a time of abundance, whether you're confused, you're not quite sure what's going on. God is with you. God is walking with you, and he is giving us good gifts every single day. They are just all around us. And the more we practice this ability to recognize him, the more we see. This is an example of some things that, as I was putting this together, I thought of. Sometimes, again, like when we talk about this, we think, how did God show up? Well, he didn't part my Red Sea for me, Alicia. Like, I didn't see him come down out of the heavens yesterday. Like, what do you mean? How did God show up? Like, that can come up. What we're talking about is, how did God make his goodness, his love, real to you? How did he make his kindness, his I'm with you, girl, I haven't forgotten you. Like, how does he make that real to you? And so that can be in anything. That can be in a magnificent sunset that you notice one night where you're like, wow, only a God who is in control of all things, including the weather and the heavens, can make something as beautiful as that. Or, for example, I'll give you some other ones here. This was something that happened to us. My son was selling his car. He wanted to sell his car, and he had talked about it vaguely, like, oh, I think I'm going to, you know, try to sell my car in a couple months. He talked about that to another friend. And so a couple months passed. Well, this friend reached out to his brother and said, hey, Ryan, you know, my son was selling this car. Would you be interested? And this brother was. So this brother contacted my son and said, hey, are you serious about your car being for sale? And he was like, this was right around the time when he was planning on just about to put it on the market. And it was like, we had some angst, like, how do we do it? Do we want to use something like a Craigslist? Like, do we just take it to the dealer? What do we do with this? I mean, he was a teen, right? Like, this was the first time we'd done that with one of our teen kids. God just totally showed up and worked it out in a way that we didn't even expect it to happen. So yeah, this friend of a friend called our son and said, hey, I'm totally interested. Came down the next night and bought it. And that was the end of that. And we were like, okay. So sometimes it's not even as dramatic as that, but just how did God show up behind the scenes to make this happen? Something that might be just really small. It might be in relationships that you have. I wrote here on this particular day that there's some difficult topics that we're talking about with our son, or another one of our sons. We were able to have some really great conversations, some breakthrough kind of conversations in the last day or so. And that was just really encouraging to me that God was still with me in this battle, you know, in these battles we have in parenting. And then there's this big decision that we're working through and thinking about. And God was gracious to just, again, give us a little bit of confirmation in our heart. And it was like, okay, again, God, you're with us. We aren't at that point where we're making the decision yet, or like you haven't told us to move forward, but I see you continuing to direct us there. And we're grateful for that. And it may be things like this. It may be something like, I saw this friend at the store and I haven't seen in a few years or a few months. And wow, it was really great to connect with them. Or God is really growing this relationship in my life in a way that I never expected. Or I have this new hobby and look at how much fun I'm having in my life, how much lightness it's brought me. All these things are ways that we can recognize and honor the Lord at work in our life. So we're moving on to the last step, which is release. And this is when we take all of our burdens, all of our worries, all of our things inside of us, and we release them to God. This verse is a familiar verse, but it is the source of step three release, and it's a powerful one. 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, why do you think God would write a verse like this? Because he wants us to do it. He wants us to release it all to him. And it's not because he's like, whatever, just give it to me, right? He is doing it because he cares. He cares for you. He loves you. He doesn't want you to be saddled with this. He wants you to let go of it so that he can do the work that he needs to do on it. Sometimes the work that needs to be done is for us to let go of it, right? So that's what this is. And this is part of this daily rhythm that we're doing. When we are doing this, we are writing down, all right, God, I have received your wisdom. I have seen how you are real. I'm going to take these steps. I'm seeing how your presence is in my life through recognize, but there's still this little part that I'm still trusting you on, that I still need answers on, that I'm still just needing to confess to you, that I need to let go of. And what is that? Write down what you need to surrender to God today and write it in the form of, God, please help me with, or, write it as if it is a letter to God. And so an example of that, one day that I wrote this, God, I'm exhausted at the thought of parenting today. I need your help to be able to speak kindly and with love towards my children. I release this whole situation into your hands, trusting you are more than able to provide me with everything that I need to be a good mom today. So it can be anything that you're working through. But the fact is that you're saying, I need your help, God, please help me with this. So to recap, the spiritual growth rhythm is three parts: to receive the wisdom of God using the 5 hours Bible study method, to recognize what he's doing in our life, which again, you could kind of sum up as gratitude, but it's a very specific time within the last 24 to 48 hours of how you have seen God shown up, and releasing, letting go, surrendering through prayer, those things that are still heavy on your heart. This is a very practical step-by-step method to connect with God. This has, I know, and I'm so grateful, so blessed to be a part of this. It has helped many thousands of people be able to connect with God. Not saying this is the only way to connect with God. It's not. There are lots of ways. This is something that I personally have found effective, that lots of people have found effective, and you can give it a try if you're open. And I wanted to mention again that if you would like to give it a try, you can join us for either or both of these events that we have coming up here at the time of when I'm producing this episode. And so the first one is the Reconnect Spiritual Growth 5-Day Challenge. And that is going to be
February 15th through the 19th this year.
We will be having a 5-day challenge where we will be using the Spiritual Growth Rhythm worksheets to be going through a specific set of verses. I will be showing up live with you, teaching every day as we go through this. And it's just a great way to jumpstart your faith, to jumpstart what you may want to do in terms of what can happen if I spend every day with God, if I choose to really invest in using a method like this to see God show up.
You can sign up for the Reconnect Challenge at vibrantchristianliving.com/reconnect. So R-E-C-O-N-N-E-C-T.
So that's the Reconnect Spiritual Growth Challenge. And that honestly is in celebration of what is opening the week after, which is the Connected Bible Community. This is the group that we have gathered together, women from all over the world, where we study the Bible. We have a monthly Bible study. It's a monthly Bible magazine that has a different theme each month based on identity, our identity as women of God, as women who are committed to Christ. What does that look like? These different characteristics of what it means to know God. And they all start with I am statements. I am loved. I am accepted. I am chosen. I am known. And so as we go through them every month, you get a Bible study magazine. The Bible study magazine has 30 days worth of Bible study itself. So what we would do is every day you go through the Spiritual Growth Rhythm worksheet. You complete the verses every day on your own by yourself, because it's so important that you connect with God. You let the Lord speak to you first, right? And then at the end of the week, we get together to recap what is it that have been some of the key themes from this week. What did this verse say to you? How did this verse speak to you? What were some of the things that stood out to you? How did it encourage you? What challenged you? You know, and we also have an opportunity to pray too. So there's a Facebook community that is part of it, and it's fabulous. It really is fabulous.
So we will be opening up the doors to the Connected Bible Community on February 20th, 2021, and we will close the doors to enrollment on February 26th. You can find out more about the Connected Bible Community, either to sign up for the waitlist or to sign up to enroll, at vibrantchristianliving.com/connected.
Okay, that is it for today's episode. I am excited to continue this conversation with you. Next time, we are going to be talking about the second group of this big connection problems or connection issues we have with growing closer to God spiritually. What is that group? We're going to talk about it, and we will begin to open it up a little bit more. But if you love this episode, and I would love it if you could subscribe to the show itself, and also in the comments, share, do you relate to this connection aspect of it? And Is a spiritual growth rhythm something that you're going to try? We would love to know about that. So friend, have an amazing rest of your week. I look forward to our next episode and time together. I will see you back here then. Bye-bye.